It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Billy, I can see your balls. Can you put some fucking pants on before you talk to me?
Matt. Oh, shit. I can't believe how bad this guy is at wrestling.
Steve.
I've gotten into fights with my wife. She'd be like, are you serious right now? And I'd just be like...
And Kevin.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, there's a brown kid with a fucking pressure cooker, and I fear for my legs.
That had so much character.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
I want to feel bad for you, but I don't. Welcome to the Aristocrats Radio Show. I've been watching a lot of Beavis and Butthead lately.
Go on.
I just went crazy and downloaded every single episode.
Yeah?
With the videos.
Yeah.
Get out of town.
Yeah.
How'd you pull that off?
Oh, you know, various internet things.
You use torrents, stupid.
See, Aristocrats, aristocratsradio.com is a website. We're live on CWERadio.com.
Still?
Still. He hasn't chucked us off yet. I'm Derek with me, Zoe. This is Matthew.
Now you face doom.
With a pile of McDonald's.
Yep.
A pile.
As usual.
Disappearing.
Our good buddy Kevin is here.
Hey, guys. Happy to be back.
First time, long time. And Steve.
Hi.
Sup.
Hi, people.
I'm cold.
Wow.
Yeah, Beavis and Butthead. It's dumb, but some parts I just start cracking up. I think it was a Pat Benatar video where she runs away from home.
Yeah.
And at the very beginning, she's like leaving and she turns around and she's singing and the parents are like, get out of here. And Butthead was just like, she's leaving home, and she's only 30. And I just started cracking up.
Doesn't he call her, like, Pat Nebitar or something?
I don't
like that?
Remember.
Like, he doesn't say her name right. Yeah, she had sexual relations with Dan Henley.
Just ridiculous shit. I mean, the videos were probably the best part.
Oh, yeah.
And the new season that they did
a couple years ago?
Yeah. Hysterical.
Oh, yeah.
They do, instead of, they'll do, like, a music video, and then they'll do... A reality MTV
watch
reality
Jersey
show,
Shore.
Yes,
Jersey Shore, yeah. Or 16 and Pregnant, oh, or something. Yeah. It, oh my God, it's so funny.
How come it didn't last?
I don't know. It's funnier than any of the old episodes.
Why didn't
season.
It last? I think the new seasons, in my opinion, were a bit smarter. It wasn't as dumb as the original stuff, and it also takes so long for them to animate it.
Really?
Yeah,
like longer than Family Guy.
Oh, maybe. I'm not in their fucking office. Why are you asking? I don't know.
But as far as I know, they're not making any more new ones.
No.
But it's just that one season. But like the first episode, they wanted to become vampires or
yes.
werewolves.
Yeah. Vampires.
Because of the movies,
Twilight. Yeah.
So they went out and they tried to find a vampire and they found a homeless guy.
All they wanted to do was get pussy.
Yeah, yeah.
They knew that the vampires got chicks.
Yeah. So they found this homeless guy to bite them.
Yeah.
So that they could turn into to werewolves or vampires. They thought they were turning, but it turns out he just gave them Hep C. So they're sitting there like all sick and shit with Hep C. And finally they had to go to the hospital.
I love how it immediately affected them.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, we're hot. Yeah. Yeah.
They're sitting there like getting all like jaundiced and shit. And they're like, It was hysterical. And the video parts are just nauseatingly brilliant.
But that's right up there with the old episode where they shave their heads to glue it on their faces.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
still.
And, like, and the one episode during the videos, they were talking about like Stuart, like where he is, and didn't Daria kill herself? And like they were talking about all the old characters and stuff. It was very funny. And of course, Mr. What's the old man's name? It talks like Hank Hill.
Mr. Anderson?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Anderson, yeah.
Tom Anderson.
Yeah,
Tom
Anderson.
Matt, do the impression.
Caught him whacking in my tool shed.
Whacking in the tool shed. And it's just, I don't think that Mike Judge realized that he was going to have to revisit Tom Anderson again.
Isn't he a governor?
Of Minnesota?
Yeah.
Boo. Yeah.
I thought he was governor of New Jersey.
Oh, okay. I don't think he was going to have to... I don't think he thought he was going to have to revisit Tom Anderson because he just... It's the same exact voice as Hank Hill.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly.
Same. Like, exactly. Like, with no exception.
Yep. Yeah.
Slightly older sounding.
Think, yeah, a little older, a little slower.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Overall.
Yeah.
Same voice.
So he was just like, all right, that show's dead. I'll just take this voice from this absolute minor character. And
well, fucking Howie Mandel had three voices for the same character. Or, you know what I mean? Three characters, same voice.
Was it three?
Yeah. Gizmo, Bobby, and then there was one other one. Oh, the Rugrat.
What Rugrat did he do?
What?
Tommy, I think?
No.
No, that was a woman.
One of them was a woman.
One of them.
No.
No, you're wrong.
I know he did. He did Baby Animal.
He did do Baby Animal.
Are you talking about that?
Yeah,
I guess so, whatever.
I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
Now we got to look at the... Let's see. Howard Mandel.
Mandel.
He, A.K.A. Dave Draymon.
What?
From Disturbed. The lead singer from Disturbed.
I don't follow that faggy stuff.
I'm glad you don't, because I don't either, but I still know what the guy looks like.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah. Giddis totally looks like that.
Really?
The bald head and the soul patch.
But isn't he only like 5'5", though?
Both of them.
Hmm. What, Howie Mandel's 5'5"?
Yeah, they're both pretty short. Howie Mandel might be maybe 5'7".
Yeah, let me look up some voice stuff here.
But yeah. What else? He probably did quite a bit of stuff.
Bobby's role, obviously.
Mm-hmm. And Gizmo, I don't know. How many lines did Gizmo have?
But it was the same as that voice as Bobby.
I really don't remember Gizmo's voice.
Animal and Skeeter and
he was Skeeter
Muppet
too.
Babies. Yeah, Skeeter and Bunsen. Whenever Bunsen showed
Bunsen
up.
Bunsen Honeydew.
And Gizmo. That's pretty much it. I mean, he did a couple other like little shit things. David Copperfield TV movie.
Not
he did
important.
A voice. He did Sam I Am.
That damn Jew.
A TV movie for In Search of Dr. Seuss.
They all stick together.
Yeah. The Tangerine Bear.
Dr. Juice.
Dr. Juice. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Hey, speaking of Jews, Kiss just played.
Oh, fuck them.
Ken from Yestercades called me up and asked if I wanted to come. I was just like,
No.
No,
me too.
I had to tell him. I said, I hate Kiss with a passion. If it was just Def Leppard.
I wouldn't even see just Def Leppard.
I would be like, all right, whatever. If it was a free show.
Yeah.
Free.
Yeah, okay. Just to see the one-armed drummer.
Yeah.
And
you know, tap your toe to that Pyromania record.
Yeah.
There's only 9 arms in that band.
But I said, no, I can't do Kiss. Not only can I not do Kiss,
nope.
I can't do Kiss fans.
No.
So I can't even go there and leave when Kiss comes on because I have to deal with the whole fucking card carrying members of the Kiss Army
surrounding
me at the PNC
you
Bank Art Center.
You probably could run out of PNC and stab at least 6 or 7 Kiss fans and not get caught.
I wouldn't want to get Kiss fan blood on me.
Actually, the police would probably let you keep stabbing.
Yeah. Keep going. Keep doing it.
Thank
move
you.
Along, move along.
Just roll them down.
So wait, would you rather go to a Kiss concert or like fucking Juggalo Island?
See, at least with a Kiss concert, I don't have to worry about my well-being. If I go to some Juggalo, whatever the hell you said, I have to worry about like getting like feces thrown at
me
and stuff.
I got one. No feces.
This is a great would you rather.
No feces, no threats of violence.
Okay.
Kiss fans.
All right.
Or Jimmy Buffett fans.
God damn it. You know what? I have to go Jimmy Buffett.
Oh.
Because they're just all like middle-aged drunks.
Yeah,
but Juggalos are like all family. They just do whippets.
Oh, yeah. They're all family due to inbreeding.
I hate them.
But like the Kiss,
I hate them.
I don't know. The Kiss people, I don't know.
You've seen the Always Sunny episode with the Juggalo, right?
No, I did not.
Oh my god!
Though I love that show,
it's amazing, and that episode's hilarious.
I actually have a
big fat. Like violent J-sized Juggalo kid, and he's getting bullied in the bathroom.
Oh, I did see
you
that.
You did see that one. It's like, Juggalo's for life, bitch. He's like, come on, seriously, guy. Well, what's up with the makeup? Who did that to your face? I did. He's like, well, where are your real friends? I lost all my friends.
I lost them.
Ah, shit, man. Love it. Always Juggalos in Philadelphia.
There's a guy who did a piece for. Vice.com. And I'm not going to go through it because I know if I put the pictures up there, the TV's just going to shut off. So, but it's I attended a Juggalo wedding at the gathering of the Juggalos.
If you put the pictures up, I can put it up on the show.
That's true. I don't know that there's anything really to read here. Mm-hmm. But there is some...
Oh, whoops, can't read it now.
Yeah, I know. This is there is some interesting pictures of the wedding. And then
wait, who is this?
This is at the gathering of the Juggalos. This is a Juggalo wedding.
Okay.
At the gathering of the Juggalos.
Fago vendor.
Yeah, and they're giving out Fago and
get your moon mist here.
Get your Fago here. And lots of
wise
Fago.
Wise popcorn. There's a lovely bride coming in on a golf cart. So I guess a maid of honor with no arms and legs. I don't know.
That is amazing.
I see a boot.
There's a boot.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on in that picture.
I don't know.
No, she does have limbs.
It's just a bad picture?
Yeah.
No, she does not have limbs. She has a boot.
There's another boot back there.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's somebody they ran over.
Yeah.
No, but it's definitely
the rest
a midget.
Of her arms. She has definitely some kind of proportional, disproportional.
Yeah, she couldn't even dunk on one of the little pikes.
Look at her little hands.
Yeah.
Little nub hands.
And she's a Misfits fan, too.
She's a shit. That's what she is.
She's definitely a midget.
But hey. Somebody found it funny to put adult-sized boots on her.
Are the Misfits still playing? Because I want to go to...
But she's like halfway proportioned between a real midget
Matt!
And a person. Nice.
You wish you had that hair.
Yeah, just a very...
look at that thing.
She's got 3 2-liter bottles of Fago. Just sitting between her legs.
And you know she finished them all before peeing.
Mm-hmm. So there's the husband and the bride.
They all look so clean.
This is despicable.
What's with the fucking Mike Sharp fucking forearm?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, is she injured or is that a glove? Like, I don't know.
She probably has carpal tunnel.
Shredder.
Probably got burned in a meth lab.
Look at his fucking...
This is what the husband is wearing, a Jack Skellington, like, Dr. Seuss hat.
But you love that thing, though.
No, it's ridiculous.
You're a Jack Skellington fan.
Yeah, but not that. That's some, like, serious Hot Topic shit right there.
2 years... Hold on, scroll back up. Scroll back up.
What does it say?
Above that
all
picture.
The way?
2 years ago, she says, I wasn't looking for love. She was focused on her 2 sons and was blown away when Dipset moved in and became a father figure to them. Am I to believe this guy's name is Dipset?
I guess so.
Dipset is a combination of Dip Switch and Chipset.
Dipset is an actual rap group. So, does she bang all of them?
I guess so.
It's it stands for Diplomat.
That's lefty.
You're the best man I've ever had, and I love that.
At least they spelled you're right.
Well, this is being dictated by a person who knows how to write. I'm sure if you read her vows on the back of whatever fucking candy wrapper she wrote them on, it's probably horrific.
He assures her he will love her even when he's bald. And has cancer.
Wait, what about this?
Oh, my God.
It says, unlike Tiffany, Dipset's vows reflect his dark sense of humor. I promise to constantly fuck you in the ass as you're fucked up drunk. He assures her he will love her even when he's bald and has cancer. Mm-hmm. And then starts to stutter, overcome with emotion. Of course, after all those sentiments.
All that ass fucking.
I will always have my insecurities. You're the shit and always will be.
That's the funniest. That's the best line.
Your sons aren't baggage in my eyes. Oh, wow.
At least he can look past those hurdles.
No, it continues.
The fake priest.
The fake priest interrupts Dipset to ask him if he will love Tiffany even when she's a bitch. But he's not being sexist as the media portrays Juggalos. Wow. The priest goes somewhere a few straight dudes will go and questions if Dipset will pleasure his babe, asking him, do you promise to stick your tongue wherever she asks? I do.
Mm. Dipset's a lover.
Wow.
A real tender lover.
Wow.
Death.
The priest guy.
Okay, here we go. He then asks Tiffany if she will be down for Dipset even when he refuses to learn how to drive. And if she will fuck his brains out on a regular basis until death do you part. I do, she says.
I wonder if they're fucking right now.
Oh, man. They're probably divorced by now.
I hope they're dead by now.
At least one of them is overdosed.
Yeah, because the guy became bald and she dumped him.
And then the priest guy orders them to, quote, make out in front of everyone, end quote.
Wow, not creative.
And it says, like good juggalo horn dogs, they obey. Mm. It's so beautiful, I want to puke, one guy says to his pal before the crowd unscrews their Faygo bottles and starts spraying the bridegroom and the little person as they walk down the aisle. Midget. And there's just photos
is that,
of...
Is that customary for there to be a midget at every
juggalo? Look
at that guy's belly!
Nice. Wow, there's shirtless juggalos just dousing these people with Faygo.
Shirtless and juggalos typically go hand in hand.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of orange soda.
Toss her salad tonight, one guy screams.
Tonight.
And they went off in the dust in the golf cart with balloons and Faygo bottles.
As she's saying, whoop, whoop.
Yeah, being...
And from there, they went happily into a field to...
And
was that about the FBI?
To do ketamine. And
they
lick each other's butthole.
FBI labeled the juggalos as a gang and blah, blah, blah.
Which is since then, they stopped doing that.
Yeah, because they probably saw... They probably went to a gathering of juggalos and they were just like, you know what? They're just going to kill each other. So
I was recently watching a documentary on YouTube about the gathering. And this guy was getting interviewed, like this juggalo. And he did a whip it and then passed out for a minute. And the camera's just on him. And he just wakes up and then continues the sentence.
How does that even happen?
I know, it's retarded.
Juggalos.
I hate them.
While we're on the subject of music, guys.
Juggalo.
Music. I got a surprise.
Oh.
You're in a band?
No.
Oh.
No, but somebody else we know is.
Oh, no. He's got a picture. He's got a picture of... Remember When, featuring...
Joe
featuring and Sal.
And Sal.
Is that Joe who I think it is, Joe?
That's him.
Is that Joe who I think it is, Joe?
Can't you hear the WWE Hall of Fame music playing in the background?
Can we go? Can we go?
Where is this?
It's at Burlew's Seafood and Steak in Keyport.
When is this?
August.
It's not at a hot dog
cart? August 16th.
We are going.
Okay, so for the uninformed, explain what you just showed us and why it's funny and relevant to us.
Well, singing your favorite rock, pop, and doo-wop classic standards and much more. Remember When, featuring Joe and Sal. Now, what makes this stand out to us is Joe...
Looks like E.T. now.
...is none other than our former wrestling boss, Dapper Johnny Falco.
This is what he does now.
This is what he does now. Now, what me holding this here... What's interesting about that is Joe for years told me to tear down other wrestling companies' flyers.
Yeah.
And I never did it.
Mm-hmm.
But I finally tore down a flyer.
You finally took it upon yourself to take his advice into consideration here. And you ripped it down.
I'm wondering, is he going to be there? Is he going to be singing?
Yes.
Is he doing doo-wop?
That's what he's doing now.
Is he singing rock?
We are going.
Is that his handwriting on the flyer?
Yes, that is his handwriting.
Knight, N-I-T-E.
I've seen that writing
it's
on...
It's not even
really?
Proper.
I've seen that writing on many reserve sign on a seat.
Sat Knight.
Mm. Yep.
Unbelievable.
Sat Knight, that'll draw him to us. Well, we're going. We are going.
I'm game.
I just want to sit in the back and just go, free bird! Do Stairway!
Play some Skinnered, man.
I will be on Long Island that day, unfortunately.
Another Beavis and Butthead reference.
Yes.
Play some Skinnered, man.
Yeah, it was... when they're just...
Standing there.
Doing their... they're doing a concert.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So, did you guys even know he sang?
No. I knew that he had...
Does he, or is this just something he's... Oh, yeah, I guess I can do that.
Oh, yeah, I can sing. I can sing.
I can sing.
You know, I don't know.
I worked a stick for years.
I don't know this Sal, but maybe he's got the golden pipes in the group.
maybe he's just like, maybe he's just borrowing Gino's sound system
oh,
and running the board for Sal.
Call it, Gino. We know you're listening.
Dapper needs a new car wash.
Get the Skype on the line. Hold on, Gino. We're getting Skype on the line right now.
I wonder if people call us.
Give us a couple minutes. Call in.
I know a lot of people who would be very interested to know that there's a place where they can find Dapper Johnny.
Yeah.
732-361-CRAT.
What was that?
Chair squeak.
Aristocrats Radio Show. Call in.
Speaking of farts, man, you said you had some great farts over the weekend.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Last night, I was with Steve number one and his brother. His brother Larry, and we're just chilling, you know, sitting on the balcony outside his apartment.
Dude, that stinks so bad.
And shut I'm like, up. Man, I really got to fart, and fart I did. So loud, so violent, so percussive. It was there's definitely at least a top 10 in there. Oh, top 10 all time.
What were you eating that they were just like that?
It's my normal food, my normal intake. Meat, cheese, bread. And it was intoxicating. And it's funny because Larry's son was in the kitchen at one point. He goes, "What was that?" And he came outside and he's like, "Matt farted." He's like, "I heard that in the kitchen." So loud.
Matt's farts are a disturbance.
Yeah. It's pretty rough.
I can vouch for that. They are. Yeah. Horrible.
Well, Matt's gross because he gets winded before he farts.
Before?
He like leans over like...
That's just my body like churning the tide, so to speak.
Yeah. There was actually an original Aristocrats reunion recently.
Yes, there was. DEP.
I didn't even realize it until after it happened.
Really? That's the first thing I thought.
That was the last thing I thought. I didn't realize until the next day. Yeah, I went to a birthday party with former Aristocrats Pat and Eric.
Mm-hmm. And Aristocrat Jason.
Well, he was kind of...
He did the show with you at the very beginning.
Yeah, he was there. He threw in a couple dupes.
But what about Vaughn? Doop, doop.
Vaughn was nowhere to be seen.
A couple dupes.
Doop, doop, yeah, sure, yeah.
Doop, you guys are funny. Doop.
Doop, yeah, it was pretty good, yeah. But, yeah, I was laughing harder than I laughed in a long time.
Yes, Eric said something about you have. Please stop. I just had major surgery.
I did, yeah. Like, I was getting this shooting pain, like, right under my gut on the right, and I'd never felt that before. And it started actually, like, hurting. And I was just, like, crying and bending over. And I'm just like, you need to stop.
Please stop.
Please. So, yeah.
I wish I was there, but I had work. Like, I would have been there.
I was actually half expecting you to be there.
Mm hmm.
Yeah,
hey, it sucked.
We're blocked.
It was funny.
I said we're blocked.
Blocked?
On Facebook.
Yeah, because Zelda probably got a hold of his account and blocked us.
Zelda?
Yeah, well, years ago. Oh, I hung out with Jay like 2 months ago. He's cool.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to block people on Facebook.
Yeah, he doesn't even know that I'm blocked.
He doesn't even know he's on Facebook, probably. Yeah. Oh, dude, that's still there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I asked him. He's like, yeah, that probably happened.
That makes sense.
Hmm.
Whatever. So, yeah. New York City. Spider-Man. Gone to some trouble. Man. A man dressed as Spider-Man, or Speederman.
Mm-hmm.
He was arrested on charges that he slugged a police officer who told him to stop harassing tourists in Times Square. Junior Bishop, 25, of Brooklyn, was charged with assaulting an officer.
Wait, wasn't
Peter Parker?
Arrest.
It was not Peter Parker.
Oh, it's Junior Bishop.
Or Miles Morales, or whatever his name was. The new black Spider-Man. Resisting arrest and criminal mischief. The guy demanded at least $5 from a woman he posed for a picture with instead of the $1 tip she offered.
$1.
Yeah.
Hey guys, isn't Spider-Man supposed to work on the side of justice?
Can you imagine how traumatizing it would be to see Spider-Man just decking a cop? I would instantly be on the side of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, something's going to... That's Doc Ock in a costume something.
That must be an evil cop.
That's got to be the Green Goblin.
I hate Spider-Man.
Why?
I've always hated him.
Really?
Yeah. Just find him annoying.
That's Kevin's favorite.
Well, he's very...
Is he?
He's my favorite.
No, come on.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Look, he's snarky.
Yeah, you gotta love his little... Yeah. He's like a David Spade mm-hmm. under a mask. Yeah.
Now that would be funny. Yeah. That would be awesome. I would see that. I never gonna do
Well, I definitely prefer the Jerry Maguire Spider-Man to the...
Whatever Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire.
Tom Cruise.
I'm old. compared to that crap that we saw.
No, I prefer the new one.
Why do you prefer... Well, all we talked about was how bad it was. Now you're like, oh, I liked it.
I never said it was bad.
Kev?
I didn't think it was that bad.
I thought it was pretty bad.
It's better than Tobey Maguire.
My feeling on it was that it was a superhero movie that just happened to be Spider-Man as opposed to the other ones being a Spider-Man movie. You feel me, dog?
No.
You feel me, dog?
See, I like Spider-Man 2 with Tobey Maguire.
Well, see, the thing is, this newer one, he has the more snarky attitude, which is how he always was. Tobey Maguire was just a flaming fucking spider homosexual.
Wow. Mm. But Macho Man was in it.
Hey, why didn't the lady pay Spider-Man for the picture? Whatever.
She offered him $1, yeah. And he's saying no, he wanted $5. Yeah.
Show me the picture.
Inflation. His fees went up.
Police said the costumed bishop put out his hand and told the woman fives, tens, or twenties only.
So he was willing to take 20, too.
Police said the officer told him he could only accept tips, not require payment.
Damn.
Bishop yelled and cursed at the officer, police said, and told him, mind your own...
Spider-Man.
Bishop man.
Oh.
Mind your own fucking business.
Damn.
Police said the officer asked for identification when Bishop failed to produce any, because, you know, he's in a Spider-Man suit.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Moved to arrest him. Bishop broke free.
Mm-hmm. Please
spun
tell
some
me.
Webbing.
Please tell me you really did that.
How awesome would that have been? Oh, I bet you he, like, for a split second,
which
he was like, God, I wish I could do this.
Like, just shoot the lamppost and then just...
or do one of those gnarly, like, Spider-Man backflips and land in the pose. And,
yeah. Just, like, run his feet over the cop. Like,
And then just take out his little spider dick and be like, look at this.
And then just...
just starts masturbating in public and shoots his webbing. Oh!
Oh, man.
Well, he broke free, punched the officer in the face, causing a cut eye and swelling. Or causing a cut and eye swelling. The officer, whose name was not released, was treated. Oh, sure, but they released Bishop's name.
His last name was Officer Ock.
He was treated at New York University's Langone Medical Center by Dr. Octavius.
Hey. Octavius. Hey, I see what's going on here.
What? Other officers arrived and hauled Spider-Man away.
I bet this cop was on the payroll of the Kingpin.
Later on that night, Spider-Man was picked up by his friend Green Goblin.
Bishop's mother answered the phone at their Brooklyn home late Saturday and said he was not home. She said she was not aware of his work in Times Square or his arrest. Whoops.
Fighting crime, duh.
Yeah.
Oh, he does sneak out the window sometimes. How the wave going?
He's up in his room. I haven't seen him all night. He must be in his room.
He came to supper one time. He was bleeding through his shirt. I don't know how it happened.
Supper.
Wow.
Ever since his uncle got shot, he's been acting really weird. Oh, Christ.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Why are we assuming he's black? Because he lives in Brooklyn?
Wow. He's a criminal.
Okay. That's exactly it.
Because he punched the cop in the face. Now, if you excuse me, I got to go find my sewing machine. I haven't been able to locate it.
Located.
And my red dress is gone too.
Is it Wesley Willis?
I don't know. Rock and roll McDonald's. I'm just going off of what Kev started.
Rock and roll McDonald's.
You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, oh my God.
He had a song about Alanis Morissette.
Lance Morissette said,
"How come you didn't go to a concert?"
Who happens to be playing Count Basie right now?
Yeah, why aren't you?
Why didn't you go?
Let's go.
I feel like
it. That's what I said. I was like, Matt's so lazy. He won't go to see the one woman he's adored for the past 20 years. Yeah. Nah, I don't feel like going.
I've seen her a few times already.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
All
right. She's got a kid now, and you know.
Oh.
All blown out.
She's not that interesting anymore.
Wow.
Is her head still shaved?
No. It was what?
Hey. Didn't she have like a shaved head for a while? She was all in the yoga and green
tea. You know what? I think her marketing people had her change her image like about 10 years ago, and she didn't like it because she went right back to the way she was.
The long hair.
She looks exactly as she did in the 90s.
Oh yeah.
No way.
Butt naked with her hair over her tits.
Well, sort of. Yeah.
That was in the late 90s. Okay.
Oh, you're right.
We're talking about the mid 90s.
Hey Matt, what movie was it that they were watching when she blew Dave Coulier?
What movie were they watching? I don't know.
In the theater? Yeah. How do you know it? They weren't at an opera?
It was Boys.
She just said the theater.
It could have been a theater.
Yeah. Yeah, they could have been at the theater.
Was it Strange Brew?
Wow.
Because, you know, they're Canadians.
Yeah. That's the only thing that shows up here, eh?
Oh, shit.
Oh, that movie rules.
Go in the movies, eh? Strange Brew. Yeah, sure.
You're going to blow me.
Yeah, she, she married.
You want to blow me, eh?
She married a white Canadian rapper.
Wow.
Snow?
Yeah.
Snow! Informer!
That's good.
I lick your boom boom down.
In the theater?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I lick your boom boom down in the theater. Yeah.
She looks more and more like a mix between
Gross and Baraka.
Soleil Moon Frye and Sarah Jessica Parker every year. Yeah, that's what she looks like now. Just older.
Another good Beavis and Butthead
video. All I know
video.
Is I danced. I fucking broke off the dance floor and busted out some moves.
To this?
In 8th grade. Yeah, hell yeah.
Did you try and sing? Mm-hmm. Boom down.
I just said boom boom down 100 times.
It's the boom boom down song.
Yeah. Exactly how she did in the 90s, but just older and fatter.
Wow. So not exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, she's the main reason why you have long hair.
No. Oh. Actually,
the main reason.
My original long hair idols were like
The Undertaker.
Taker.
No, even before him.
Paul Bear.
Like George Carlin had long hair. I just thought that was cool. Wore all black.
Johnny Cash.
Speaking of Undertaker, now you guys check out the thing I sent you about the Undertaker video.
Yeah.
I watched most of them. Some of them I saw already. But
a lot of that Make a Wish one kind of fucked me up.
Yeah.
You never saw that before?
Never.
I never saw that.
Oh, with that little girl. I don't know what was wrong
what,
with
he, her. What, he tombstoned
her? Yeah. He's like...
He put her in a body bag and him and Paul Bear stomp on her.
She's clutching this little stuffed ostrich. He's like, what do you got there?
Hey, like, what do you got there?
He's like, get us an ostrich. He's like, that Texas ostrich. And then he asks her where she's from, and she's just like,
Why was it so touching?
Because she was like
look it up.
She was like a little fat Make-A-Wish girl. So what him and Paul Bear did was,
means they're terminally ill.
They actually crafted a extra long, extra wide coffin
extra
for her
small
and presented
coffin.
It to her.
They presented her a coffin and she was dying?
No. Yeah.
Oh, you could have kept that up.
You could have.
I haven't
YouTube.
Seen it.
Actually, I kind of don't want to watch it.
Then don't watch it.
No, you know what it is? I can picture him staying in gimmick.
Go do something.
No,
he was
totally,
totally out of gimmick.
He's like wearing like fucking...
Umbros?
Yeah.
He gave her a WrestleMania program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it recent,
like,
though?
He's like, look, I got all these
dude,
guys assigned. It was
really?
Fun.
No.
Like WrestleMania 25, I want to think.
So
26.
So PB was still alive?
Yeah.
All right.
PB.
That's how I refer to
PB Max.
We go way back.
You know, it's funny. Years ago when we were talking about Sensational Sherry's passing, there was a guy who was in the chat room that night and was like really in-depth talking about it. I don't know if you remember that. But his name in the chat was like was very similar to Paul Bear's real name.
Oh, yeah?
And I always was like wondering
Paul
if...
Paul Moody or whatever.
Yeah, it was like Bill Moody, but it was like some like weird like... Yeah.
Yeah,
and he was like very.
Well, he almost felt like
both
he might
from,
have been his brother or something.
But they're both from Mobile. He kept on talking about like you know locale and everything.
Could be.
But, all right, here we go.
I'll play it even though I don't want to.
Is this gonna make me cry?
Yeah, maybe.
It might.
I'll cry on air.
It's gonna it's cut nice in and out you. For us.
Where are you from?
That awful tablecloth shirt.
Fort Worth. Fort Worth. All right. I think it's a little starstruck, maybe? What's this? An ostrich.
It's not even what he pointed at.
Is that a Texas ostrich?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that a Texas ostrich?
I like it. You gonna put that sign up?
Yeah, she made him a sign. Well,
now that there's no video playing, it sounds weird.
Anybody that wants to wrestle me tonight.
Be volunteering daddy over there.
You made fun of her for being fat.
You don't want dad whooping Undertaker's butt.
No.
You don't want dad whooping Undertaker's butt.
This is a new shirt that just come out.
Cool, I sold that my book.
Did you see it in your book?
Yeah.
And you know what? Even if everybody else has that shirt, no one's going to have
What's sad is he spent more time with this kid than he spent with his own kid.
Whoa.
And we have, what was Sunday? Remember what Sunday was this past Sunday? What happened Sunday?
WrestleMania,
that's right. This is the official program that tells you everything that happened, who was wrestling who. Look at that. Oh, you are.
And then he painted her up like Kamala.
He's like Kamala. Oh my God. He started calling her Goo Goo Beware.
He taught her how to sit up.
The lowest the aristocrats have ever gone.
It's Goo Goo Beware. That touched you? That's it? Oh.
I don't know. Derek,
well, see, we have hearts. That's the thing.
Derek doesn't want to see Undertaker out of character. That's all.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Yeah.
Still real. It's still real to me, damn it.
What might be even better are his commercials for the... I refuse to watch those. The motorcycle.
No, not done. Hey, what's up? I'm Mark. He looks like the fucking guy from... Breaking Bad. Yeah. It looks like Mike from Breaking Bad. Mark. Walter. Ugh. God.
Comfortable there, Steve?
What? I haven't touched my phone all that fucking hour.
Yeah, but you got the microphone.
You haven't touched the microphone either.
It's on my titties, bro.
Yeah. Your titty fucking the microphone.
Titties.
You're doing it like Brie.
Brie.
Fucking poor girl. She never even did anything.
She got engaged.
Did she? Yeah. To who? Anthony Cumia?
No.
Anthony Cumia.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. You guys talk about any of that? Huh?
No, we didn't actually.
We have
Thanks
not.
For listening.
Did you watch his response on Fox?
Thanks for listening.
You know, I didn't know it might have got cut out.
Damn. This is not the ONA wrap-up show.
Exactly. Well, that was pretty major news. That
there is it no was. It was.
And he got fired.
I do got XM for 3 months for free, so I guess I'll start listening.
So you can listen to the Opie and Jimmy show? Yeah. Is that what they're doing now? Yeah. Do you still listen?
It's Opie with Jim.
Is it funny still?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Opie with Jim?
Yep.
Did they do new intros and everything? Like,
For like the first couple episodes, they had recut one of the ones where they talked about Opie and Anthony, but every time they'd say Anthony, they'd another show's character would get put over his name.
Oh, so it was like blatant.
But
like,
yeah, they moved past it now.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
I did see there's some comedian, if you will, that I follow on Instagram. And she said she was excited to go and do the Opie and Blank show. She just put the blank. So I wasn't quite sure what they were doing or what they were allowed to do.
Yeah. So. They say that there's no restrictions put on them. They can talk about any of it. And they've even said that Anthony could call in if he wanted to, but he just doesn't work there. But they also said that they didn't directly say it, but it was kind of implied that it's open that when they redo their contracts in October, he might come back.
Really?
Yeah.
Matt?
Dawson is watching the show, and he said the little girl with Undertaker looked like Peter Griffin when he had no bones.
Oh my God.
He also said he'll throw his back out picking that fat bitch up. Jesus,
dog. Dying little kid.
That poor girl.
Oh. Not even that she looks like Peter Griffin, an obese cartoon character. The version of Peter where he had no bones and he was just a blob lying on the floor.
Oh my God.
Holy shit. You just blew Matt up. I just look over him and it's like... so
Oh my god. Man.
You guys are heathens.
That's bad. Yeah. That's real bad.
That is bad. Mm-hmm. Poor fight. She's probably dead now.
She probably is. That's
she probably died 3 days after that. She didn't even get through the program.
the program.
She didn't even get to read it.
Yeah.
She had like page 14.
Oh, man.
We're fucking horrible.
We are the worst.
No wonder nobody listens to this shit.
You know, on paper, it probably doesn't look good when your Make-A-Wish is to see The Undertaker.
They just bring in some regular fucking grave digger.
She meant it literally. She's like, who the fuck is this guy?
Some mortician walks
in. I see The Undertaker.
I'm getting that painting.
They just start shoving like embalming fluid pipes up her nose while she's sitting there.
That's a new clip.
Not this Undertaker, no! Imagine when he walked away, that was like the last thing he said was, I'm not the last Undertaker you're going to see.
Damn.
Rest in peace.
Oh, you want to be in my You ever see when he was on Jimmy Kimmel?
You guys just missed that.
He pillow fights Cousin Sal.
Yeah.
He's just like, hey, what's this? I thought I was going to fight the gay Undertaker from 6 feet under, not the gay Undertaker from WWE.
Taker's probably like, this is the official program of the WrestleMania. I got one more surprise. You're going to be my urn next year.
Shit.
Damn.
Special appearance at WrestleMania 26.
Nice job on the take two.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn.
You didn't notice it the first time. It was epic.
I didn't notice.
You'll laugh the first time.
Did I?
No, you will.
Oh, I will.
Let me listen to it.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
What year was it when the urn opened up and all the powder of like Paul Bear fell on somebody?
What?
Hogan did that. Hogan opened it up and threw it in his face.
Yeah, he threw the ashes in his face. That was
Tuesday in Texas or something.
So it wasn't her.
No.
I thought when it opened up, it shined a really bright light out of it.
It also did that. It's done many things.
Yeah.
That was the supersizer.
Yeah, that was retarded.
That was a mad urn.
Well, they needed an urn big enough to fit a car headlight and battery in. So.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just make a huge urn.
Or they could have just not done that at all.
Or that.
No, it was pretty cool.
We need a bigger urn.
But that's when I realized wrestling was fake.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
That's what did it.
I just realized
urns
that
don't do that. The character of The Undertaker didn't do it.
No.
But the fact that the urn.
I just realized that I got to take a shit.
I got to pee, so I'll go
what
first.
What the hell?
All right, go pee.
Why don't you shit, but with your legs spread wide enough that Steve could piss between them?
Damn. Yeah.
Two birds, one gay stone. Two gay birds, careful. One stone. Wow.
Could those jeans be any tighter?
Damn. They can. Please don't ask.
Skinny jeans.
Christ on a crutch.
That was good.
Yeah, Dawson says, no remorse. I'm a brutal old fucker.
Emphasis on the old.
Yeah. God damn. How did nobody else see that? This dying girl wanted to see The Undertaker.
Oh, man. It never hit me.
That's probably why he didn't do it in character.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I can't fucking go up to this
be
girl.
A little too harsh.
Yeah.
It didn't hit me how old Dawson really was until one day he brought a friend, and I'm like, wow, that's how old he's supposed to look.
What?
Here?
No, it was at work.
But, oh, wow.
You know, when I used to be employed.
I think I made a Kevin's Fire joke last week, didn't I?
I don't know if it made it.
Whatever it was.
I don't know if it made it, but
I don't think I've even listened to it yet.
Pretty brilliantly put together by me, I must say.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, you know what? I did listen to a little bit on my way to work the other day.
Yeah. You can't even tell.
I got too much Steve Austin podcast to listen to.
Oh, hell yeah.
Have you guys ever checked that out?
Oh, yeah.
No.
It's highly entertaining.
The interviews are really good, but you can sometimes catch some real gold in like the 15 minutes of just him talking beforehand.
Yeah.
He did a story about how he had to cut a fart while on the elliptical at the gym, but there was some woman stretching behind him, so he had to hold it in, and just the graphic detail he goes into explain of him having to hold this fart.
His graphic Texas detail.
Yeah, and then explaining how even though the machine said he'd burn 200 calories, he actually burned close to 2,000 because he had to clench his butt cheeks.
I'm squeezing my butt cheeks together this whole time. This some bitch wants to come out, and this stupid bitch behind me, she won't stop stretching, and I'm squeezing the ass, and I'm going to squeeze one out. And that's the bottom line. Yeah.
And then he did trivia questions.
Mm.
And one of them was true or false. Wrestlers who hail from parts unknown would get paid in cash on Fridays because they didn't have a mailing address.
That's good. That's a good one. He's hilarious. He's absolutely hilarious. He has some really good guests on. Has he had Taker on yet?
I don't think I've seen Taker on.
He promised he would come on.
The ones I've heard have been
pro wrestlers don't lie. I know that.
You don't lie to Steve Austin.
What's he going to do? Give you a stunner?
Yeah.
It's like 80 it's now.
Like Taker's walking out with the concussion after Manny. He's like, hey, Mark, you want to be on my podcast? Yeah, yeah. I forgot.
Sure, Steve.
I forgot.
All right.
I've never been lied to in the business.
No, not once. Now, on that note, I'm going to take a big shit.
Oh, God. You're probably going to miss the end of the show.
And I'm going to get another beer. Oh.
So I'll see you later.
I'll try to rush it out.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Wow, man, you're huge.
See, if that was you on the elliptical, first of all.
He ain't on one. Ever.
Second of all, you wouldn't just fucking blasted that woman.
Matt can't even get up. He hits the shit so bad.
Jesus.
Oh, he's like wiggling it out already. Ah. All right, your screens are going to go dark for a second.
Matt, you losing weight?
That's just Matt walking by the camera. He's like, no.
You look a little slim and trim today.
Tell you what, I'm gaining weight. Fucking crazy.
Good.
Yeah, fat ass again.
From all those Cheetos or whatever. Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its.
Either you guys cook? I know you grill. How about you?
Yeah, I cook.
You cook? Yeah. All right, let me ask you a question. Because anytime the parents are barbecuing,
mm-hmm.
I made a... Jesus Christ. That's dying in there. I made a comment once because the plate that they bring the raw meat out on,
mm-hmm.
they were putting the cooked meat on.
Hey, you don't do that.
No.
Thank you, right? Yeah,
that's called cross-contamination.
Serious cross-contamination.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, excuse us. All right, mm-hmm. I guess we'll get another plate for Derek. I'm like, no, not for me. That's what you do.
Yeah.
They act like, and now every time they grill... My father will make a point to say, I got another plate, okay? All right, yeah. Thank you for not killing us with E. coli or whatever the fuck other foodborne illnesses. Another thing was I had to tell them not to. They had a marinade and a roast with that was marinated.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know, when you're done cooking it, don't use any of the marinade that was in... With the raw meat.
Yeah. You can reapply it while it's still cooking.
While it's cooking.
But not when it's done.
I was like, you know, don't like pour the rest on top of the meat when you're done cooking it. And they were like, why? I said, because there's juices that have been sitting in raw meat for hours.
Juices?
You can't. And they're just like, oh, geez, Derek with his fucking... Like, I'm some germ freak.
I hate germophobes.
But do you do that? Do you put the...
That's just common sense.
You're not supposed to do any of that. I think the likelihood of you actually getting sick is probably
slim,
small, but you're really not supposed to.
It's better safe than sorry.
Yeah.
It's good practice.
Yeah. If it was a restaurant, it'd get shut down.
Without a doubt.
I actually know a germaphobe, and they are literally sick 3 times a month.
Yes. Because, we were talking about this the other day.
Because their body doesn't fight off infections. It's normal infections.
Absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, they're... Oh, I just... That's why.
I mean, my son, when he was growing up, I your instinct is to, like, get them away from germs, but I had to, like, be a little more lenient than I wanted to be.
Oh, yeah.
Just because I didn't want him to, you know, like, he'd, like, go to eat something off the floor. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, you know, you should make him look the floor of a hospital waiting room.
I do keep him away from hospitals.
He'll grow up immune to anything.
No, he won't. He'll probably die.
But there's people that go out of their lengths to do everything to avoid germs. It's like, that's why you're going to die from a common cold.
I mean, I go out of my way to, you know, not touch stuff or whatever. But you know what? Now that I have a kid. All right. Okay. Last night, I'm at Jamian's, right?
Okay.
Your invite was lost.
Yeah.
I was by myself, but whatever. I'm in the back bar because there's a band and they're loud and they're playing Grateful Dead and I'm not interested. So I go in to use the bathroom to pee and I'm going. I'm just like, oh, somebody puked on the steps. So I'm like right at the beginning of it, I guess they just like looked at the steps and they were like, oh, and I was just like, oh shit. So I moseyed around it. And as I'm walking to the bathroom, my hand rubs up against the side of my shirt. I had rubbed up against the puke and it got on my shirt. So now my hand touched my shirt. So I had like a little chunk of something along with pukey, you know, liquid
pink stuff
on my hand right here.
Wait, so was it like on the handrail for the stairs?
It was on the handrail. Okay. And I kind of bumped the handrail going in and I noticed the puke and I moved around it, not realizing I'd rubbed up against it.
And you're already a carrier.
Yeah, exactly. So now I have... Now, if this were 7 years ago, I would have immediately started barfing everywhere. I would have made a whole scene. It would have been like Stand By Me, you know?
Yeah.
Now I start throwing up, and you start throwing, and just everybody's
and you would have taken off your shirt.
Exactly. I would have burned
regardless
it.
Regardless of your tits or not.
Burned it.
Thrown up all over the Benevolent Order of Antelopes.
But then you thought to yourself, well, I got poo seeping out of my belly, so... Right?
I love your attention to detail. How do you remember that shit? Fat lady puked in her purse. No, I didn't freak out. Because, you know, as a father, you know, I've been, you know, elbow deep in shit. You know, I've gotten shit on me. I've, you know, it's puke, shit, you name it. I've cleaned it up.
My kid had a bad virus. I literally laid in the tub with him and let him barf on me. Because he was freaking out so bad.
Yeah, what are you going to do? What do you got to
do? You got to do what you got to do.
How else are you going to get an erection?
Yeah.
Especially at my age.
Who needs Viagra?
When you got, I get a little naked baby puking on me.
You got a two-year-old puking on you in the tub. Easy cleanup.
But yeah, I just washed my hands. I wiped off my shirt. And I went about my business. Mm-hmm. I went back up and had another drink. But if it were 7 years ago, the shirt would have come off. I mean, I had an undershirt.
And you would have come home and went to bed.
I would have scrubbed everything. I probably would have left the shirt somewhere. And, yeah, I would have just went home. Mm. But, no, I was just like, meh, some kid puked. What are you going to do? And the fella who I believe puked continued drinking for quite some time.
Well,
it was
his,
it was his birthday. He showed up. I'm surprised that he got served. Because he showed up like, bang, 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 bang. And it was, you know, just, he wanted like a shot. He was just doing shots. And then after I believe he puked all over the stairs, he came up and he got what they call a rum bucket.
Ooh, delicious.
And I'm like,
they are actually.
I'm just like, he's going to drink that? And he did. And then he ordered another one. And I left. I was just like, all right.
No more puke for me.
Because he's like right next to me and he's just like wavering. Well, and he keeps like bumping into me, just standing still. And he's ordering another rum bucket. And I was just like, this guy's going to fucking puke on me.
He already purged out the evil.
But he was putting so much more in him.
No, not a rum
bucket. He had two rum buckets that were this big.
Yeah, well, rum buckets are poured by the heavens.
They are.
They are a delight.
They are. I want one now.
They were poured by heavenly breasts. Oh, they were. Good, do it.
Oh, that was juicy.
Damn.
That was the best reaction for a shit fart.
It was. It was gross.
I want a rum bucket for real now.
Let's go.
Okay.
You're driving.
No, I can't
do it.
No,
we got any rum buckets? Yeah. Do you have a bucket of rum anywhere?
Starving. Dude, they put like five different types of rum in there.
I don't care.
Oh, it's delicious. Like
sure it is, but
it's the white,
like,
it's the gold, it's the 151, and then you have Malibu, and then pineapple and grenadine.
Oh, they all had their, like, off-brand rums.
Yeah,
it wasn't any of that stuff.
Yeah.
It was like Joe's flavored rum.
Oh, yeah.
Flavored rum.
Yeah. All the bottles looked exactly the same.
This tastes like Joe.
I watched her make it twice, and I don't think she made it the same. I think she just made it up as she
was it
along.
The normal bartender chick?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The one with the name.
One less than interesting thing I learned about bars is the pour spouts they put on liquor bottles.
Yeah.
For the bottles of premium liquor, they have it so when you pour it, you see the label. For the house stuff, the shitty stuff, the spout is so that when you pour the bottle, the label's facing the other way, so you don't see what it is.
I don't get it.
So they put a pour spout on a liquor bottle.
Yeah.
Right? So if you pour it, now as I'm holding it in front of you pouring it,
yeah.
if it's a good brand, you see the label. But if you turn the spout the other way, now you're seeing the back of the bottle as opposed to the front label.
But the bartender would have to do that themselves. Like the pour spouts
when
aren't...
When you put the spout on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What did you learn from the Bar Saving Show?
Bar Rescue.
Yeah, that's it. The Bar Saving Show.
I actually like that show.
Love that show.
There was like a marathon on when I was...
Every Sunday.
Yeah. First I hated it because I hated him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm going to shut this place down. And they're always in Vegas, and there's one thing where he sent his wife in with another girl to check out the bar first, and the owner of the bar was, like, hardcore hitting on his wife, and he just went in there fucking guns blazing. Like, he was, like, saying to the wife, you know, if you hold your arm shut like this, you know, this is what your vagina is supposed to look like, or just some bullshit.
Come on, show me. Come on.
Like that, yeah. And he's, like, having them do it. And the guy was, like, in the car, and he's just like, I've had enough of this. And he just, like, ran in there. And,
oh, shit.
I don't know if I want to save your damn bar.
Every episode.
And as he's yelling at the guy, so now this guy knows who he is. He's the guy who's coming to save his bar. And he's yelling, you're hitting on my wife. And the guy, like, kind of nervously goes, if I was hitting on your wife, she'd be home with me right now. And I was like, oh, God damn it.
Yeah.
This guy just does not know how to stop.
Ugh. Fucking cheaters.
Oh,
that's such a bogus show.
A lot of it is, yeah. It has to be.
Dude, I was watching one with the... what's the one with the fucking wreckers?
The two big fat dudes or whatever?
I seen like a whole like fucking staged fight. It was terrible. They were chasing some fucking Mercedes.
What?
And like the guy turned down a dead end. Then they caught him, and then the guy had him on the ground in a headlock, and he was giving him a wet willy.
What?
Yeah,
one of those repo shows was known for hiring unknown indie wrestlers to pretend to be people who were getting their cars.
Actually, that's what it was. It was Repo Men or whatever.
Oh, okay, I thought you were talking about the two guys that like destroy houses and shit. You ever say that there's two big jack dudes? They might be brothers,
and they don't use tools or anything.
It's like human wrecking ball.
Yeah,
and they would go through walls.
That actually was a pretty badass show.
And the one big thing that they did was they went through a pool table. made of slate. The slate of a pool table, and like they had to like lean it up against a wall, and the guy just like jumped on top of it.
These are two like big, like power lifter looking guys with martial arts training, and they go into houses without tools and just destroy the houses.
Wow, like demolition it.
Yeah,
demo it.
Run through walls.
I don't think
shit.
That's still on though.
I don't think it is either.
But I want to do that.
It was pretty rad. Yeah,
Matt's really doing it right now. He's starting with the toilet.
That bowl is gonna be cracked.
He's been in there for an hour.
I was at work the other day, and I went to a bathroom stall, and it was one of those toilets that just kind of jut out from the wall. Like, they're just kind of plastered onto the wall, like so there's nothing underneath it.
Yep.
It's like a free-floating toilet, I guess, or whatever. And it was on the ground, and it had come off the wall. And I just looked at it. A, I'm like, I'm not going on there. B, I'm just like, somebody just... fucking got scared shitless. You imagine like sitting on toilet and just holy Jesus Christ.
Matt just left there.
It's probably a wicked splashback on the way down, huh?
Oh, can you imagine? Imagine if there's like a dump. There's gotta be a dump in there.
Imagine bonsaiing your own shit. Whoa.
Bonsai.
Just send it
do
home.
You even wipe or you just run?
I don't know. What do you do?
Because you wouldn't even know where to wipe at that point. Not without a good mirror.
And the thing was, like, it's not like it was one of the toilets in the locker room where you can then, like, run into the shower. It was upstairs where all the, like, corporate offices are. So that's, like, all the, you know, the guys in suits and shirts and ties and stuff. So some dude was sitting there and, like, fell. And water and shit just must have gone everywhere.
Piss is probably pissing there too.
Oh yeah, everything. Yeah,
it's all over.
Yeah,
puke.
Oh, just puke. And then he starts puking everywhere.
Derek's drainage.
Yeah, and now, I just walk in, just start emptying my bag.
Now, if you're smart,
all over the place.
You're smart. You fucking sue the place.
The place you work at. Yeah, for a faulty toilet.
Yeah,
but it was just left there. And the other funny thing was that the on the back wall the toilet cover. you know, that they have the toilet covers on the little, back with the dispensers was ripped completely off the wall.
Somebody had a fucking field
so
day.
It's like they were just like grabbed onto it as like a Hail Mary and it just came right off with everything.
Imagine for a split second they were like holding like, oh, I didn't fall. And then, and then it just broke.
Shaved. And then it just blown. Oh my god.
He's sweating.
Oh, Matt is done. Oh,
that beard is nuts.
Just in time for the outro. I smell you sprayed.
Did you spray it directly on your bottle?
Ow.
That would sting.
Man.
Speaking of sting.
Oh.
Ow.
Sting at Comic-Con.
I guess we'll talk about that on Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday Thunder.
Yeah. Welcome back, Matt.
Oh.
Well, we'll see you on Thursday with the Aristocrats. If you're listening live online.
Sure.
First of all, thank you. Second of all, stay tuned for the next show. I don't want to spoil anything, but we do both the shows in one night.
Oh.
And then we just post them separately.
Oh, like how they used to do Raw?
Yeah, we're silly like that. Silly like that. So, yeah. Stay tuned, or we'll see you Thursday.